The Prisoner of Zenda by Anthony Hope. Retold by Julie Hart. Copyright Burlington Books 2014. Chapter 1. A Visit to Ruritania. "Rudolf Rassendyll, when will you do something with your life?" asked my sister-in-law Rose. "You're already 29 years old and you're wasting your life."
"Wasting my life?" I repeated.
"Yes," she said. "Why don't you get a job?"
"My dear Rose," I said, "I am a Rassendyll. I'm from a very important family. I'm a fine swordsman, a good horse rider, and I've got an inheritance of £2,000 a year. Why should I get a job?" Rose didn't like my answer. She said, "I don't see why you can't be more responsible, like your brother Robert." "I am a man of adventure," I replied. "Adventure is my only responsibility. After all, I speak German, English, and French well, and even some Italian and Spanish. I should travel and have fun."
"Nonsense," cried Rose, losing patience. "You should get a job. Sir Jacob Borrowdale can employ you as an assistant." I didn't really need to work because I come from a noble, wealthy family. We are related to the future king, Rudolf V of Ruritania. But I didn't want to make Rose even angrier, so I said, "Dear sister, I'll make you a deal. I promise you, if nothing changes in 6 months, I'll go and work for Sir Jacob." This promise satisfied Rose for the time being, but I knew I'd never keep it. After all, 6 months was a long time. And secretly, I already had plans to visit Ruritania and meet my royal relatives for the first time. I had read in the Times newspaper that my cousin Rudolf was going to be crowned at Strelso, Ruritania, sometime in the next 3 weeks. It would be a great ceremony, and I didn't want to miss it. "I'm going to travel first," I said. "I want to attend the coronation of our cousin, Rudolf of Ruritania."
"Oh, good," Rose said. "Will you write a book about your experiences like Robert?"
My brother had written many fine political books.
"If I find enough material for a book, maybe I will," I answered. At the time I said it, I thought I was lying. After all, I wasn't really going to write a book about my travels. But that shows you how little we know about the future. For here I am, writing a book about my travels and my incredible adventures in the heart of Ruritania. Before I left for Ruritania, I visited my friend George, and we had dinner at a fine restaurant. George loves intrigue.
"Do you know Antoinette de Mauban?" he asked.
"No, I don't," I said. "Who is she?"
"She's a very rich and beautiful young widow," George informed me. "She is also travelling to Ruritania tomorrow. Some say she's in love with Prince Michael, the Duke of Strelso."
"Isn't he the future king's brother?"
"Yes," George said. "I've heard he's got a bad reputation."
The next day, at the port, George introduced me to Madame de Mauban, a very attractive woman. She was polite, but not very friendly, and I didn't see her for the rest of the journey. After our voyage, we took a train to Strelso. The old guard at the station stared at my red hair. He could not believe how much I looked like the new king. I bought a newspaper and read that the coronation would be sooner than originally planned, but no explanation was given for the change. Crowds of people were already in Strelso for the event. I couldn't find a vacant room in any hotel, so I got back on the train and travelled to Zenda, a small town 30 kilometres from Strelso. My plan was to spend 2 nights in Zenda, take a nice walk through the hills, and see the famous castle there.
It belonged to Prince Michael. Finally, I was going to head back to Strelsau for the coronation ceremony. In Zenda, I found a small inn run by a kind old lady and her daughter Emmeline.
"We don't like the Duke," the innkeeper said. "He lives in this area and we see him often. But he isn't very friendly and he doesn't talk to the ordinary people. Everyone in Zenda knows him, but very few people know the future king. He is much quieter than his brother."
Emmeline poured me some wine.
"I hate Prince Michael," she said. "Everybody knows that he's in love with Princess Flavia, but she's going to marry the king."
"Are the king and the duke in love with the same woman?" I asked, surprised.
"Yes," the young woman replied. "And they hate each other."
I laughed to myself. Antoinette de Mauban loved Prince Michael, but he loved Princess Flavia. And the princess was going to marry the prince's brother, the future king of Ruritania. It was a complex situation. Suddenly, a man came into the inn. He took one look at me and stepped back in shock.
"What's the matter, Johann?" the young woman asked. "You look like you saw a ghost."
Sorry, Johann murmured, looking at me. I was surprised. You look very familiar, sir. Do you know our future king?" "No, I've never met him," I said, "but I hope to see him at the coronation." After Johann left, I asked Emmeline why he reacted so strangely to me.
"Maybe it's your hair colour," she said. "It's as red as the king's. In fact, he's right. You look a lot like him. Johann knows all the royal family. He works for Prince Michael at his castle in Zenda.